Have you ever wondered, what does Islam say about Jesus? Can Muslims really be the Antichrist if they believe in, get this, believe in and love Jesus? I'm very confident that if you gave some time to hearing our view on Jesus, that it would really intrigue you and make much sense to you. Now, Jesus, as we know, is a figure who is loved and revered by billions of people the world over. Yet there is much confusion surrounding the status of this colossal personality. Muslims and Christians both hold Jesus in high regard, but view him in very different ways. Let's first look at the idea of Jesus as God. Some Christians claim that Jesus is God, or a part of a Trinity, that he is the incarnation of God on earth, and that God took on human form. However, according to the Bible, Jesus was born. He ate, slept, prayed, and had limited knowledge. All attributes not befitting God. God has attributes of perfection, whereas man is the opposite. How could anything be two complete opposites simultaneously? That doesn't make sense. Islam, on the other hand, teaches that God is always perfect. To believe that God became a man is to claim that God is or was at some point in time imperfect. That's why a Christian must ask him or herself, does that idea of God, who was once a weak, helpless child, one who could not survive without food, drink, or sleep, be the same Almighty God described in the Old Testament? Surely not, my friends. One may ask, if God can do anything, why can't he become a man? Now, by definition, God does not do ungodly acts. Please understand this. God does not do anything that would make him something other than God. If God became man and took on human attributes, he would, as a result, no longer be God. Now, we do understand some ambiguous verses of the Bible can be applied erroneously, meaning incorrectly, forcing to fit, I call it, to show that Jesus is in some way divine. But if we look at the clear, distinct verses of the Bible, we see again and again that Jesus is being referred to as an extraordinary human being, a prophet, a messenger, the Messiah, anointed one, translated Christ. And that is exactly the Islamic view on Jesus. He was all of these, but in no way, shape, or form did Jesus ever claim to be God Almighty, or did he call to be worshipped alongside with God? Remember, this is important. Jesus, he only called people to worship the one God. Full stop. You'll notice that the Bible, with all due respect, though it's been changed, edited, tampered with by man, and this is confirmed by many Bible scholars and is basic knowledge in textual Bible seminary school, it does still contain many verses in which Jesus speaks and behaves as if God is a separate being to himself. For example, 1, Jesus fell on his face and prayed, Matthew 26:39. The question is, if Jesus was God, then would God fall on his face and pray? And who would he be praying to? 2, the Bible calls Jesus a prophet, Matthew 21:10. So how could Jesus be God and be God's prophet at the same time? 3, Jesus said, I'm going to the Father because the Father is greater than me. This is in John 14:28. Jesus said, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. This is in John 20:17. And who was he ascending to? 4, now if Jesus was God, he would have clearly told people to worship him. And there would be clear verses in the Bible stating this. Yet he did the opposite and disapproved of anyone worshiping him. It stated that Jesus said, and in vain do they worship me. This is in Matthew 15:9. Now this was all said with a deep love and respect for Jesus and for our Christian friends and all the not yet Muslims, because everyone has it in them to willingly submit to the will of God. That's what a Muslim is. And Islam means submission to the will of God. And that is exactly what Jesus did. This is Jesus, the mighty messenger, a prophet of God in Islam, whom we love. Please don't forget to like and share. Also, do your best to help us reach our goal. For more info, check in the description below. And in the words of Jesus, Shalom, Salam, peace be with you.